Good morning to each and every one of you. We're glad that you're in the Lord's house on this Sunday and a very special day, Father's Day. I want to draw your attention to two verses of Scripture in Proverbs chapter 1 where we read in a very important passage of Scripture here, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck." I was reading this past week of a man who was talking about his father who had passed away a year or two ago, and he was telling about one event that took place in his life. When he was a teenager, he got a job working in a sporting goods store, and his father was passing through his bedroom and noticed neatly wrapped softballs that were sitting in there. And so he said, he kind of thought that was odd that he would have six softballs in there. And so when his son came home from work, he said, "Son, where'd you get those softballs?" And son kind of hung his head, and he said, "You weren't supposed to see those." And his dad said, "What do you mean I wasn't supposed to see those? What are you doing? Are you on a softball team now or whatever?" And he said, "No, sir." He said, "I took them from work." And he said, "You didn't pay for them?" He said, "No, sir." He said, "I took them. I was going to give them away to some of my friends, but," he said, I didn't pay for them." And his dad said, "Let's go get in the truck." So they went and got in the truck with the six softballs, and they went down to the sporting goods store. And the dad was talking to him while he was going. He said, "Son, what were you intending to do with those? I don't understand. Why would you take something that doesn't belong?" He said, I didn't think that the owner would mind." And the dad pulled up in front of the parking lot, and the son looked at him and said, "Aren't you going to come in with me?" He said, "No. You're going to go in, you're going to take the six softballs, and you're going to tell the owner of the store, your boss, what you did. And you'll take whatever consequences come." So the dad sat out in the truck, and about 10 minutes later, the boy comes walking out with all of his stuff that he had in his locker stored there. And he sat down in the seat, and he looked at his dad. He said, "Dad, I just got fired." His dad started up the truck, and they headed back to the house, and he was quiet. And he pulled up into the parking lot of their yard there, and he said, "Son," he said, "I want to talk to you." And there the dad told him about consequences for doing wrong. And he said, I've tried to teach you while you were growing up that you don't cheat, you don't lie, you don't steal. And you just learned a very valuable lesson that I hope that you take for the rest of your life, that when you steal something, there are consequences for that. I raised you to do better than that. And I expect you never to repeat this again." This man was writing after his father had passed away. And he said, that one event, all through my life, I've remembered that event of my father. And every time I've gone to do something and I felt the urge to do something wrong, I remembered that story of how disappointed my dad. He said the most surreal scene was coming out of that store, carrying my stuff from the locker, and seeing my dad with his head down in the truck, broken that his son would steal. Would to God we had more dads like that these days. I see it far too often where daddies don't stand up and do what's right by their kids and teach them and train them and teach them and train them. And as a result, their children go out and disappoint. They go out and break hearts because they didn't do the little things right. They didn't make right by their children when these things happen. And so this verse of Scripture, this young man came to know Christ, by the way, later on in life. He came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and he took this verse of Scripture here. It says, "For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy neck." He said, that moment in time in my life was an ornament of grace that was put around my neck. And he said, "I've worn it proudly all my life." What kind of ornaments are you making for your kids? Is it fancy jewelry, or is it, a CD at the bank, or a U.S. savings bond, or is it getting them into a good job, or is it an ornament of grace, like the Bible talks about here, that a child can wear for the rest of their life, and it'll be something that will keep them from doing wrong and instead do what's right? That is an ornament of grace. And so I shared that story with you this morning in the hopes and prayers and desires, dads especially, that we be weaving for our kids ornaments of grace that we can put around their necks that they'll wear for the rest of their life, that will keep them from doing what's wrong and keep them on the right pathway to do what's right and honor the Lord Jesus Christ. As this man looked back, he said, that was the one moment in time that I will never forget, and it's kept me on the right road ever since. You never know, just that one event might be the thing that would steer your children back into the path of right. So dads, moms, make sure that you pay attention. Pay attention to your kids. And when you see things, it could be just like this man saw six softballs perfectly wrapped sitting on his desk. He said, that's odd. That's odd. And he confronted and dealt with it, and it cost this young man his a job, but it set him on a pathway for the rest of his life that would keep him in the right stead. That's what it takes to be a dad. May God help us to be that kind of a dad.